What's up, everybody? We back with another episode of The Vocal Agenda. If you haven't already, go ahead and follow us on Twitter at Agenda Vocal, and we'll be giving y'all our personal page at names once the episodes start. But once again, if y'all haven't followed us already on Twitter, follow us at Agenda Vocal, and I want to thank y'all for tuning in. All right, y'all, so what's up? We back again with another episode. You can follow me on Twitter at AskMeSucker, and you can follow the podcast page at Agenda Vocal, and y'all can tell them where they can follow y'all at.
You can follow me, Erica, at Sadiddy underscore Ego on Twitter.
Yeah, you can follow me, Rich, on Twitter at Rich Sayso, RichSayso.
Y'all know it was some sad news yesterday. We heard that Kobe and his daughter and seven other victims died in a helicopter crash. So what was y'all reaction when y'all first heard about it?
The first time I saw it was on Twitter. Someone retweeted it from TMZ, and I was in the house, and I was like, y'all, did y'all hear this? And they like, nah, it gotta be fake. I'm like, no, I don't think this is fake. TMZ is a credible source. And next thing you know, everybody started the same thing. And I was just, like, crying. Like, I really felt like, and I feel like a lot of people felt the same way. Like, Kobe was like family to everybody, in a way. Like, we've known Kobe for so long. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, this is a whole legend right here that's still here, that was still here doing things for the community. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody messed with him. And it was just something that hit the nation, everybody, And it's still sad to this day. And when the stuff was coming, stories were developing, and how everybody, I didn't like how all the media was trying to, like, be the first to, to let us know who was there and, what happened, this and the third, and they weren't getting things right. Because at first we were hearing that it was all his daughters was with him, then it was just five of them that were on the plane, so it was just kind of like, what's happening? So come to find out, it was, one of his daughters, and that's, like, devastating. To hear that one of your child died with you, like, that's devastating, especially for his wife. Like, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. That's crazy, and everybody feeling it. Then that's when you see everybody in the NBA that got the cameras in these people's faces, they're crying, games still going on. Like, what's happening? Cancel that shit. Nobody want to see. And over here crying because this person who they're close to and who they know just died unexpectedly in a crash. Like, cancel this shit.
Exactly. Yeah, it was definitely unexpected. Like, first of all, I didn't like the fact that all of the blogs was trying to be first. But TMZ, I didn't like how they just put it out there. And my thing is, why would you do that when
the troopers, TMZ got their information from somebody. You know what I'm...
Right. But see, even then, they should have just waited. Like, they should have waited until it was, like, fully investigated. We done figure out who it was and all of that. But no, they jump into conclusions, and the family don't even know yet. You telling the family before it's even confirmed. And it could have been, like, totally different.
Yeah, but that's unfortunately, that's how the news stations work nowadays. They don't wait until stuff is confirmed. They just put out whatever they want to put out because everybody's racing to be the first person to put out.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was horrible. Like, and then, like, soon as they reported that it was COVID, then they said Rick Fox. And I was like, wait, hold on. Like, this is too much. Y'all got too much stories going on around. And it's just like, in that they had the games going on. Of course, it was the Grammys.
and then hit us with this news right here, I think that you should just cancel everything. They should have waited and did the Grammys like next weekend or something like that.
I understood that one because my thing was like with that, they couldn't do nothing. You know, everybody was already there and it was already happening. So like, I don't see how they were going to be able to just cancel that and then try to pull it up again, you know what I'm saying, the following week or something like that. So like with the Grammys, I get why they had to keep it going, you know what I'm saying? But like when it comes to down to these basketball games and stuff, that stuff, I can see that being canceled.
Yeah, but and then they was, you know, in the same, like, they was kind of, like, already in the middle of the game, too. So, it was just, I don't know, it was just too unexpected.
This is when you hear, you see, you know, coaches and stuff like that telling them.
Right.
Happened. So now it's going to affect these players and the game that they're playing right now.
But it's all during the time they was playing, or?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, this should have waited until after.
During that time.
That's what I'm saying. But some of them did find out after. So coaches were telling them after. I did see a video of that happening. But also I did see a video of like a few of them, you know, sitting there crying. You know what I'm saying? During after the game. It's like, I guess, starting back. So I don't know. It just, or they was looking on their phones and seeing it themselves just as well.
Yeah.
I think that all of the teams should retire number 8 and 24, because this is crazy.
Yeah.
This is crazy. This is a tragic that happened unexpectedly. No one expected this to happen. Didn't nobody even know that man was going over, you know, was in the helicopter.
Hey, do y'all,
that's how
y'all got Hulu, right?
Yeah. They do got something on Hulu already.
Yeah, I seen it when I got
that was extra fast. I was like, how did that, this is just like, was it the same day it came out, day after?
It might have been today, because I didn't see it up there yesterday.
Yeah. I'm not exactly sure, but I did. I was on Hulu just now, just watching The Handmaid's Tale, and I was looking, saw that, like, oh, shoot, they got this Kobe thing.
But see, even with this situation, they're going to be, like, a lot of things that was dealing with Kobe or, like, had some type of connection is going to start bringing in a lot of money. People gonna start trying to get ratings, traffic, anything for this situation. And my thing is, it's like, dog, it just happened yesterday. Like, chill out. Right. Like, y'all doing too much.
Yeah, that was the, because when I looked, yeah, I was just like, hold up, look, let me scroll back down and scroll back up to see if I saw what I just saw. Because I couldn't believe that it was that quick that they had it up. I was just like, dang, like, did y'all know he was going to die? How the hell y'all had this up that quick?
Exactly.
That's really weird.
I think
weird.
I saw other people was on, and they were saying the same thing. They said, how the hell y'all got this up that fast? Y'all got to take time to clear certain footage, a lot of other stuff. It was just like, you know, like, people was just wondering how. But then they started, this is where they start going into the whole, you know, what you call it? Yeah,
conspiracy theory.
They started talking about some TV show that had some character that this cartoon character that looked like LeBron, who died in a helicopter crash the same way.
Mm-hmm. Then they started saying how they felt like LeBron sacrificed Kobe and all this other stuff, and I'm just like,
I'm sorry, not LeBron, Kobe. I mean,
yeah, but I'm just like, bro, could y'all just like wait and see exactly what happened and then maybe speculate or whatever you want
to
do?
They don't do
even with like, being said that it happened to where you got people on Twitter like now talking about how he was a racist.
Yeah, and that
it got on my nerves because nobody cared about it. Y'all wasn't talking about it before.
Exactly.
Wait till he died and then all of a sudden all of y'all become Johnny Cochran. Y'all got all these defenses and stuff for. I just...
Yep, then they're talking about his wife and talking about how, you know, we need to talk about this and within our community, how a black man is married to a non-black woman and she about to receive all this money. What does that have to do with you? This man has been with this woman since he was 17 years old, before he was even in the NBA.
They spent pretty much a whole lifetime together.
Like, what's the problem? Like, I don't... See, Shay Butter Twitter gets on my nerves. Like, it be to the point I just want to sometimes just, like, slap people through the phone because it doesn't make sense. You might have to go.
Like, I don't understand how people, they have so much to say about these situations as if their life is just great. Like, they don't have nothing to worry about, nothing like that. And I'm just like, bro, are you serious right now? Like, all of the stuff that they've been saying, like, ever since yesterday. And I'm just like, bro, I don't have time. That's why I wasn't really active. Because,
right,
they be saying stupid stuff. And then you see the footage that they got going around of a helicopter crashing and claiming that it's Kobe's, the helicopter that hit him and the other people was in. But my thing is, like, bro, you can tell that that's fake. That has nothing to do with that situation that took place yesterday. But everybody is tweeting it and sharing it on Facebook and putting it on YouTube and everything just...
Right.
And I'm just like...
I'm sick. I'm sad. The internet is a deadly place.
It is. It is. Like, especially social media.
It can drive somebody fucking crazy. Like, it can drive people to, like, kill them fucking selves. Like, and the internet gives everybody a voice. You know what I'm saying? And because it's giving you a voice, you're hiding behind pages.
Exactly.
You're not, you know what I'm saying? This isn't the real you that's behind, that's actually, like, in the center of this page. This somebody else's picture, but you just behind and talking
exactly.
shit.
Exactly.
Yep.
And you know, I it just was some of these, like, I applaud a lot of these, like, celebrities. You know what I'm saying? That have not done anything to themselves. You know what I'm saying? Especially when they see all this shit on a daily basis, because this is crazy. I would have pulled the card in. Please drop your addy, bitch. I'm coming to get you. I want to see what you fucking look like today.
Yeah, that's true. And I'm not sure if y'all saw the post I put up on Facebook and Twitter about the situation.
I saw it, but I didn't read it yet.
Yeah, I just, like, there's people on there complaining about, oh, y'all over here celebrating a man with a light-skinned woman, this and that. Well, not celebrating, but y'all crying over him. Y'all don't cry over your own family stuff. Like, I just feel like that stuff, just not the time for that.
So what? I don't cry for my own family. What the fuck that got to do with you? The fact that I feel for him.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I feel for
him. First of all, how do they even know that you don't cry for your own family?
That's why I got frustrated and I put up that post, because I just didn't understand. Like, y'all are here complaining. It annoys you. It makes you mad because other people feel sorry for this man and the families that got killed.
Exactly.
Like, I didn't understand it. Why should that bother somebody? There's something wrong with you if it bothers you. There's something
these
wrong
are
with
people,
you.
These are people who were on that helicopter. These are people who have influenced somebody in some type way.
Right.
Within their lives. So I don't understand how people could ignore that and think that people is just doing it for attention. But my thing is, everybody know who Kobe is. This man was a household name. He had a daughter who was doing travel basketball. And that's where they was headed. With another family.
He was a cheater, too. We knew that. We knew his wife forgave him.
Exactly.
Leave him alone. His wife forgave him for that. We know he had another child somewhere
else.
Everybody
has a past. Everybody.
They live their life. Like, leave him alone. This man lived his life. He paid his debts and did whatever, you know what I'm saying? Well, whatever he has done, like, he's not here anymore. So now that he's not here, y'all people are trying to bash him. Mm-hmm. And it's like, for what?
Mm-hmm. Because they want to use their voice for attention.
Then it's white people. It's white people, too. It's white people. And then it's black women.
Yeah.
White people, men and women. And then it's just black women that's online talking, oh, he's black, but he has a non-black woman. Like, so what? So what? She getting all his money.
Exactly.
And why don't you just make sure that you're in that same situation where you can get some money too?
And I'm pretty sure when he was alive and it was pictures of him and his wife together, I'm pretty sure everybody, these same people who got an issue with the fact that she's not black, I bet you all these people been out here same goals. Because that's what they do.
That's what I be They be mad at Michael Jordan because Michael Jordan's wife is white now. They be mad at everybody. All these athletes who have these women that are non-black, they have a problem with it. They a lot of black women have a problem with that. And my thing is, Exhibit A, the shit that you saying right now. Who says that? You know what I'm saying? Who says that? Instead of you trying to, you know what I'm saying, cop a black man, you online talking about this black man and his life, exactly. His wife. What does that make?
Yeah. And another thing that kind of like, you know, sparked my mind when I heard about the situation, because at first I couldn't understand why, you know, why it happened. And I was just like, you know, this is kind of unexpected. Nobody knows what happened, why it crashed, anything like that. So my mind automatically went to Aaliyah's situation. Mm-hmm. And how, you know, she got on this plane, the pilot was drunk, and they told him that they didn't think that with their luggage and everything on it, on the plane, it was, you know, equipped enough to tote all of that. And it wasn't. And it crashed.
Too much shit on it. And then that, but now they're saying that with his, with Kobe's, his little thing, they're basically saying that the pilot, I guess he like didn't take under consideration about where they were flying through and how the turbulence or whatever there is. So he like, right, like didn't really like, oh, okay, so because this is like this in this area, I'm going to have to do this and do that. So because he didn't, you know, mind that, that's why it actually, like, crashed.
Yeah, and see, well, it go all the way back to, well, first he was given clearance to fly it. In the, you know, in the bad
right,
weather. And that was my problem right there. Like, if y'all know that it was, like, this high-level fog, y'all should have just declined it and been like, all right, y'all just gonna have to catch the next flight tomorrow or whatever the case is.
Right.
Like, but they gave him the clearance, and I can't remember what it's called, but it was like FCVE or something like that, however they call it. But basically, he had to get, like, the okay from the people, you know, who could see within the radar, whether, I guess, like, they too high or too low, or, you know, that could, like, direct them through, you know, that type weather. And basically, I think at the point before it crashed, he was too low for them to identify him on the radar. And then it just, you know, kind of went left after that. But I was just like, bruh, this is so crazy.
Wait, so did they really go into any details of how it just, you know, it just lost control?
It says that Kobe Bryant helicopter pilot misjudged mm-hmm. terrain and didn't slow down. Pilot says. So I'm about to read the story. I actually had just liked it, which was so crazy. Mm-hmm. Wait, it's loading. The NTSB is minutes away from a press conference about the crash. We will have the whole live thing here. The pilot of the helicopter carrying Kobe Bryant, his daughter, and six other passengers got in big trouble with fog. They seemed to abort the trip and try returning home, barely clearing one mountain range, but never slowed down. This, according to the flight tracker and several experienced helicopter pilots in the LA area. As we reported, the pilot had to circle near the downtown LA area, near the LA Zoo, for 15 minutes because of bad weather ahead. As we reported, the LAPD had grounded its helicopter fleet because of fog at around the same time Kobe's helicopter took off. The pilot was following a visual flight plan and was cleared by the tower to proceed north toward Thousand Oaks, where Kobe was taking his daughter for a basketball game. When he got to the Calabasas area, I think that's how you pronounce that, the fog became blinding. As we reported, the pilot was way too low at 1,250 feet. The pilots we spoke with say it's clear based on the abrupt change on the flight tracker. The pilot panicked and quickly ascended to 2,000 feet. We're told he cleared a mountain range by 100 feet, and the pilots we spoke with say he was so low he almost clearly saw the tops of the mountain. So he certainly saw the tops of the mountain because how low he was. Ooh, shit.
Mm.
It's a lot more, but yeah. So.
Yeah.
Our source the chopper was sophisticated and had an altitude warning signal to pull up, but it was too late. As we said, he was doing 161 knots and didn't slow down. The helicopter hit the mountain at that speed. Several of the pilots
The helicopter actually hit the mountain, right? And that's what caused it to go out of control. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Several of the pilots we spoke with say the pilot should have gone up to clear the fog rather than down. To the end, we're told the pilot could have slowed down to almost a stop as he turned, but he didn't.
Mm. So that pilot's mistake caused everybody in that helicopter to die. Wow.
And they should have just said, nah, y'all can't fly today.
No, I mean, but my thing is they were cleared to go. They were cleared to do what they needed to do. But my thing, they're basically saying, like, he should have never been that low.
Yeah, but even then, like, in that type weather.
Even with flight, even when you're on the airplane, like, they fly high. Yeah. They go real high.
But normally, if the weather doesn't permit, they cancel that flight. So...
But it did permit. That's why they got a clearance from the tower to go ahead. He just was supposed to be higher than what he was.
Yeah, but even the article, it pretty much the article that you read was the same one that I read, but it was one part where they said it was rare that they normally give clearance for that, to go ahead. So that's why I was just like, bro, why didn't y'all just say no? Like, yeah. That's the only thing that's, like, in my mind right now. Like, you should have just said no.
It's like, it's too false, though. It's them for clearing it if they felt like it shouldn't have happened. And then the pilot for not doing his job while he was flying.
Exactly.
So it's like, it's those two situations that caused two families to die.
Yeah. And now it's just it's just bad.
Yeah. The whole situation messed up.
Yes, and then they're saying that that they got word that the pilot was extremely experienced flying in that area and was even a flight instructor. They're saying that they couldn't understand why his pilot would have maintained a speed of 161 knots in such dense fog. One of the benefits of a helicopter is you can go much slower, even 15, to gingerly avoid terrain if you're uncertain. Right. Yeah.
I don't think this gonna ever make sense to me.
It's not, because I don't be you. I mean,
but that's why I personally feel like they have more clearance than a plane would. You know what I'm saying? Because of the simple fact they can go slower, they can slow down, and do more of that. Then they're saying that he was experienced in that area just as well. So my thing was, you figured that, he somehow panicked. Like,
right.
If he was experienced in this area, what made him panic?
And that just, like you said, it's part of the question.
Unless there was something wrong with the helicopter, something wasn't checked, that's the only thing I could see why you would panic. Right. Someone be experienced as he is.
I mean,
Dang.
I don't know. This whole nothing's really making sense.
I don't think it ever gonna make sense.
Oh my god! Let me read y'all this. Okay, I'm gonna read this. I'm sorry. This is from the real Silento. Is that his name? Silento. Y'all know that. Will, yeah. Nene, and watch me. Will. No. So he said Kobe Bryant was a plan killing, just like they tried to get me. I dodged the ambush. Don't trust nobody. This is a big dirty industry. Somebody said, Silento, I'm going to be honest, bro. You whipped and nay-nayed, and now absolutely no one knows who you are, bro. And I know you're going to read this because you get no Twitter reactions, so speak back.
Wow. Well, dog.
But you know, if he knows something.
Sense, I do kind of, like, get what he's saying, though. Yeah. I don't know how true it is for him. But
yeah, that's. I was about to say, I'm not sure if anybody's going to waste time trying to kill you. But, I get what he's saying.
I don't know that either. But I don't know that either, because my thing is a lot of these artists go through a lot of different things in this industry, just as well as how Tory Lanez is speaking out, and somebody else is speaking out on their label, like, you know, doing them vocals or whatever. Like, shit be happening. These labels be blackballing these people. These white people don't be paying. That's in charge of
right. And I wouldn't put him, I wouldn't put him past him, you know, that he's not telling the truth. Because look at how the situation with Michael Jackson. That man wasn't dead at the time that they said he was dead.
Nope.
And look what happened with that. Even look at the Prince Prince situation. Nobody knew anything about Prince being sick or anything like that. Or even having any issues. And then all of a sudden, boom. And it was like,
yeah, that's why, like, I get what he's saying, because you know what? He's not really lying. There's a lot of stuff that goes on behind closed doors that we, as a public, we don't see, but only the artists experience.
Exactly.
And then even, we can even rewind all the way back to Tupac when he was exposing a lot of stuff, and then all of a sudden, this man just gets shot and killed. He out there exposing, saying in the industry they're murdering and killing people if they don't do certain things or listen, and then he dies.
And you can even go further with Dr. Martin Luther King. Look at his situation outside of an artist. He wasn't dead when them people shot him in that hotel. They smothered him.
Yeah, but it, but the story they wanted to go with was that he was shot and killed as his powerful leader and all that, you know, so that way people can look at it differently. They don't want to tell that when he went into the hospital, they killed this man because they didn't want to help him.
So, yeah, it's a dirty industry. I'll tell you that much. But I wouldn't be surprised if it was to take a turn with this situation with the helicopter. I wouldn't be surprised, but it's just an unfortunate,
it's very unfortunate. And then it's like, you don't really, it could have been someone tampering with the helicopter too, because if you think about it, they gave him clearance to drive, I mean to fly the helicopter. This man is an experienced helicopter, you know, driver. He's experienced. They're saying he's even an instructor. So my thing is, with all that being said, why would what happened happen?
It was,
so it doesn't, this is why you don't, like, nobody really knows. You don't know what could happen. You don't know someone tampered with their helicopter or whatever the case may be. It wouldn't surprise me if that came back as the fact that that happened, because it's like, in that industry, how evil it is, and a lot of people, that's why a lot of these artists subliminally do talk about it. They will tell you. You just don't know exactly who they're talking about.
Exactly.
But they will tell you what they're going through. You just gotta listen.
Yeah. Well, we'll be praying for the
now friends. Who I'm fucking motherfucking pissed at, I'm motherfucking pissed at motherfucking Meek Mill at.
Oh, we about to get into that. We definitely about to get into
first
that.
First off.
But I'm
she's not gonna wait.
First off,
straight. I'm gonna send it. We gonna break it down. But we'll be praying for the families.
Of course.
Everybody be strong. And stop with the conspiracy theories.
Because
we done with it. But we'll be right back with our next topic.
Hey.
Our next topic, for the ones that know and for the ones that probably don't. So recently, Meek Mill got into some drama when he saw that Nicki and her husband was at the Maxfield clothing store in LA. This man decides that he wants to approach them to apologize, and it just went left from there. So how y'all felt about the whole situation?
Well, personally, personally, fuck me, Mel. I'm sorry. My thing is, like, you sat here all last year or the year before, whichever year it was, talked about this woman's husband, tried to stalk her, basically, linked up with all of the men who she was connected to, even sexually, even, you know, just all willy-nilly, and have the nerve to, even if he was in the store first, you know what I'm saying, the fact that you still approach them, I will pop off on you too. I would definitely pop off on you. I did nothing to you, but what we know, she didn't do nothing to that man. Mm-hmm. But for you to approach her and her husband while they're shopping and you got your goons with you, she, but the thing about it, she know what you be on.
Exactly.
She know what you be about. So you don't think that she was gonna pop off at you and have her husband pop, her husband gonna pop off anyway. He don't play about her.
Exactly.
We knew that from, we knew that just, you know, her being on live sometimes. That man don't play about her. So what makes you think you was gonna have to walk up to them and apologize? She definitely was like, don't walk up on me. Don't walk up over here. You'll get shot. don't do that. You'll get shot. You still ain't over me. You still ain't know. You got all these dudes with you. You'll still get your ass rocked. Exactly. And I'm pretty sure he would. And dude, the zoo asked him, I want to talk to you one-on-one. Me, no, you can't talk to me one-on-one. I'm a boss. I'm a boss.
All right,
you pussy.
Nigga, please.
You a pussy nigga. No, you don't want to talk to me one-on-one outside because I beat, you know that I beat your ass, first and foremost. Oh, then you had people. Then you had people. Oh, Nick was trying to apologize. That just shows you how mature he got. He should have just left that alone. You know what I'm saying? He's making money. He doing good without her. Do you not know?
Really?
Like, do okay, you
so
not?
So the whole situation when Cardi's acting a fool and Nicki was professional about it.
Mm-hmm. That's a problem. Yeah.
That was different.
Yeah. Yeah.
This man was talking about her husband and the way he was, and then when he saw her, when he saw him face to face, he got scared and wanted to apologize, but then, you know, he wasn't feeling the apology, but then all of a sudden, he's a victim.
Mm-hmm. They call that mature. They said that man was mature. He's making money. I see the tweet saying that Nicki Minaj was one of his downfalls of his career. And my thing was like, when he got with her, that nigga helped his
Yeah, I was about to say, she really that didn't make him because ain't nobody knew who he
it
was.
It helped him. That helped his status. My thing was like, yeah, he was already around Hov. Okay, cool. Hov wasn't taking you seriously like he was when you was with Nicki.
Nobody was.
Nobody was.
You're having dinner dates with Hov and Beyonce. You weren't doing that before you got with this woman. This woman had, she has connections.
Right.
But for people to say that and then feel like, oh, you know, he was being mature, she just has a nasty attitude. It's like everything that happens, they try to flip it on her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
And it's sad because it's like, she can't defend herself. She can't do nothing. People don't want her to do nothing. It's like they just want stuff to happen to her, and that's that. And that's very wrong.
But they forgot is, this man. These people bored. They want a topic mm-hmm. to talk about. Because in mm-hmm. reality, this niggas do this every freaking day. They see yeah. their girl with another nigga. They already jealous at the fact that they ain't talking to this girl no more. She got somebody else. She happy. You peep them out in public. They might not go up to them in public. They might hit them up on the phone later. But if they do see them in public, it always gonna be a little slick remark to try to get them back in there, like they always do. And pretty yeah. much this how this situation happened. He yeah, wanted to apologize like when said. He should have just kept his mouth shut. We don't want an yeah. apology. You could have kept your apology.
It happens mm-hmm. every day. And mm-hmm. then that's, you see, they always flip it on her. Just like Erica was saying, mm-hmm. it's true. They always do that. Mm-hmm. It'll be something where she is really completely right in, but they find some way because you know what? They are used to it always being flipped on her. They're used to that.
So she got a nasty attitude. It's her fault because her attitude nasty. I don't feel sorry for nothing that goes on with her because she feels like she's entitled. I am entitled because I work for what I'm getting.
Why is this my space?
Keep me out of stuff.
Exactly.
They got that slave mentality. Why should she feel entitled to the things that she worked for?
And my thing like, is, stupid. If they saying keep that same energy, what you getting mad for? Nigga,
exactly.
keep your same energy.
He definitely
energy.
Told him. Zoo was like, nah, keep that same. Wanted them to keep that same energy. The stuff that you was talking to whole this whole year, we weren't saying nothing to you. You felt all big and bad then.
Exactly.
Keep that same energy.
Keep
my
that
nigga,
same
you in
energy.
My face. Let's go. Let's go outside.
No, I wanted them to fight. I wanted it to get to that point.
But man. See, it would have got real bad.
I know, but I would have enjoyed it.
Nah, because somebody would have died.
Like, no, I mean, of course, you know, they would have got someone would have got involved, and
something. But I would love to see a couple of punches thrown.
Okay, like for example, I'm gonna say this because they say Russ is the Russ do the same thing. Let's be honest, right? I ain't talking about like stalking people and stuff like that. But when it comes down to like having a crew with you that's gonna, you know, fight or whatever versus you fighting, they call Russ pussy all the time. That's a pussy move. That's this. You know what I'm saying? He always starting stuff and then got his people fighting for him. You know what I'm saying? And some people don't feel like that's being boss moves, or Meek Mill do it. It's boss moves. Mm-hmm. So I don't understand, you know what I'm saying, how people who have people to do stuff for them, how for some it's considered being a boss, but for some it's considered being a pussy. When my thing is like, who cares? At the end of the day, they coming at you. So now that they coming at you, they want to fight you. So in Meek Mill, my thing was he has a history of doing this. He did this to Safari. Had his people try to, you know, try to come up on Safari and, you know, had his people try to jump Safari. He did this. Who else is he with? He was with, what's that NASCAR racer name?
Oh, yeah, I know you're talking about.
He was just with,
Hamilton something.
Hamilton. Party in the club with him. Why you partying with him? You didn't know this man. You didn't know him. You didn't care for that man. Them throwing shots at him, talking about she don't like nice guys. So it was like the whole time, Meek Mill was being like a whole stalker. He wasn't even claiming that baby. Claim the baby. Mm-hmm. Claim that woman. After the incident, you want to bring her to that brunch in that hot pink suit you had on. Stop. I think he's back on drugs. I think he's the one that's back on drugs.
But that's the problem. I don't see how people don't understand that his actions of him stalking her page, wanting to see who Zoo was after realizing he done got blocked and he can't be a stalker no more. Like, niggas do this on the daily, so I don't understand why people trying to pin this story and make it seem like, oh, Nikki, she want to be immature and all this other stuff. She don't want to hear his apology. Like, nigga, we don't want it. We don't care. Like, let it go.
Like, for real. That was something he should have never done. I'm sorry. He should have never done it.
Yeah. Like, then my thing
was
that
even last year when she was at the, I think was it for New Year's or something, that she had went to another event she was at. It was a club, and kind of found that he there too. He be keeping track of her. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because didn't they say that she left? Didn't they say that they both left when they found out that Meek was there?
He was there, yeah.
So my thing is, if you doing that, you avoiding him because you already know what took place ahead of time, and you don't want no confrontation. But for this man with his turtle mouth to come up there and want to apologize to y'all, like, bruh, back the freak up. We don't want you around us. We already avoided you enough, and you still coming around. Now, if they really had got connected and they started fighting in that store, it would have been a different story, and it would have been nothing.
I feel like he needs to get beat up at least one more time. Just one time.
He would have gotten beat up. Meek Mill would have gotten beat up. We seen the video. You can't box, my nigga. You cannot box. You can't.
Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah, he was punching the bag like he was doing something.
I can hit the bag harder than that.
Oh, man.
The bag was fighting back because he was not. Those punches were not. It was just. That bag didn't move. It just stood right there. And he just kept on throwing punches like he thought he was doing damage. The bag's sitting there laughing at him like, what the hell is this?
Leave that lady alone. Just like the thing that just came back up with her brother. Her brother got sent. He's actually sentenced now to 25 years to life. They're making it about her. And my thing is, why? She hasn't done anything. Oh, she paid for her brother to get out of jail. She didn't pay for anything. She might have went to go see him, you know, when it first happened. Who would?
But you know what? Even if she constantly see him, that's still her brother. It don't matter how much
exactly,
what it is,
but they
that's still
but
her
they
family.
Feel like she's supported. They feel like she's supported. And my thing is like, what the fuck?
No.
But at the same time,
that's her family. She wanted to go see him, she can do that.
But they always make things of other people about her, you know what I'm saying? And then I have another thing. My thing is like, okay, so, you know, come find that Cash Doll and her little boyfriend. I'll follow Cardi name and stuff. Why Cardi ain't talking about that? You know what I'm saying? Why Cash Doll ain't putting that out in the air?
Why I thought it was going to be best friend. Like,
she got her jaw
I was,
made.
Yeah, because she was at the club with her. She was saying, oh, she's so nice. She's not as I thought. So what the hell happened? You follow her, tell him follow her. What happened?
They just need to go ahead and
that was.
they need to go ahead and beef so we can have something to talk about for real when it comes to these females rapping, because right now they ain't doing a thing. Everybody,
they ain't doing nothing. But hold up, hold up. Certain people want to say the only reason why it's all calm now is because the troublemaker's gone.
But my dream is how much you want to bet once she dropped, they're going to drop. How much you want to bet?
That's exactly what they're going to do.
They have to realize they didn't really build that fan base. So they got to kind of go off of anything that's, you know, that she do, anything Nikki does, they have to follow behind. They have to stick to her. That's the only way they're going to survive.
Well, they better enjoy it now, because when she gone for good, the whole female rap going to be dead.
And you know what? And that's exactly what's going to happen. That's exactly what's going to happen. No one's going to be able to maintain their status within the hip-hop community when she's gone. None of these female rappers are going to be able to do it. We have Rapsody that's been here for 15, 20 years and still ain't even get up there yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's still trying to get to the masses.
And you know what? To come to think about it, with Rapsody, well, with rap taking this route of, you know, we done seen this trap wave, maybe they about to start back getting the rapping. So,
even with that being said, she still ain't never come up off of that.
I mean, yeah, but well, we got to think about it. Within that time frame, like 2005, you had the 2005, 2006. Nobody wasn't really trying to hear nobody just rap. Like, that was like that whole...
If she wants to be more mainstream, she has to figure that out. She has to figure out...
I don't want to be mean, but I don't think she's going to make it. I'm sorry.
Well, I think
she's
going to
be wishing. I would... I'm not going to say she don't have the talent. She definitely has it. You know, if you would listen to it, she do have the talent. However, the way her music is structured, it's almost like she does not want to make it, because... Her whole image and her doing, like, even her music, and a lot of people were saying she has so much songs that could have really made it if she added a hook, make it memorable. There was a lot of songs she had that could have, you know, crossed over had she added a hook to it and made it a memorable song, but she never done that. She stuck onto this idea of battle rap into music.
Gotcha.
So, because, yeah, she's like Remy, she's stuck with that battle rap into music, and she sticks with it.
Remy got the nerve to be online talking about something. Ain't nobody out here rapping better than her. Remy, you can't even rap better than yourself. Stop. stop. Battle rap is okay. When it comes down to trying to rap the beat rides you. Like, go finish that. Then it's like she's trying to switch up her sound, and it's not really working. Like, the stuff that she be snippets, like, it'd be like, okay, Remy, like, this sound like some back in the day stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, beat.
But I do feel like it's gonna take a lot to bring music back to that point where, you know, where it should be, where it should have always been. I feel like it's gonna take a lot to do that. I don't really see any, like. I don't know. I don't really just seeing it just taking a full circle and be like, okay, the trap wave is over. Let's jump back. I do see it slowly getting there, but to like really fully get it there, it's going to take something.
They're going to get tired real quick.
They should have been tired 10 years ago.
But see, even then, like, think about it, like the different eras of music, you had your crunk era, like everybody been doing crunk music, but these crunk music was classic. These trap songs and stuff that they're doing now, these junk ain't classic. They here today and gone tomorrow. So, I feel like a lot of people going to get tired of it. And then eventually it's going to get back to that point where, like, it's going to be about the rapping, because you got all these investigations and different things going on. So
and
now
you have to really
they need to investigate and just do
it
quick. I wanted to go back tomorrow because I'm tired. I'm tired of hearing the same thing with like 50 different people doing the same thing. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Justin Bieber finna get into trap right now. So now you have the pop part people trying to get into trap music, rap music, because of the simple fact that's what's dominating. Which, if you think about it, rap is not about to be the top genre anymore in a minute.
Yeah, it's about to take and that's because the pop is dabbling in the hip hop world and doing this whole sing rap right now, and then it's just gonna take off again. Because they was already the leading genre before, then hip hop took over, but now pop done jump in, done grab a couple of ideas, and now they about to take off again.
is going back into the pop hip hop. Like with Nicki.
Yeah, but you know what? Yeah, I feel like it's gonna forever be tied. I don't feel like hip hop within itself is gonna hold its place. They like, I feel like it has to be tied with pop. Like they gotta stick together. At least for hip hop to survive, pop is always gonna survive no matter what. But at least for hip hop to survive, it's gonna have to stick with pop. So they have to merge and stay together for hip hop's sake.
And see, even with that, these pop fans need to understand that they got to stay in their lane. Because a lot of them don't know nothing about hip-hop. And they might hear a couple of rap songs here and there, but then they try to tell you about the genre that you know about. Nah, stay in your lane. You can dabble in our lane if you're going to do your research, but if not, keep quiet.
No. You can't dabble either. Your card's been declined. You can't do that.
Shoot. And since we are already on the music topic, the Grammys, I'm pretty sure y'all probably...
A bunch of white people are trying to tell us about who was great in hip-hop. Yeah. Those people.
You know, we had a couple of people win Grammys last night. So first off, I want to say congratulations to them. But you know, I'm still about to talk my shit. Okay.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So,
we had Record of the Year. And the winner of that, well, she was up against, well, the people that was in it, Bon Iver. I don't know who that is. But
that's who won against Nicki.
Oh. What's that?
That's an artist.
Well, him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
the new artist at the 2010. She said they gave it to the one named Bon Iver. Who was that?
Right. Nobody knows who that is, but he was up there for Hey Ma. Then you had Billie Eilish for Bad Guy. Ariana Grande for Seven Rings. Her for Hard Place. Khalid for Talk. Lil Nas for Old Town Road. Lizzo for Truth Hurts. And Post Malone and Swae Lee for Sunflower. And, of course, Billie Eilish went.
Now, I believe Lil Nas was snubbed.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I feel like Nas should've...
I do think he should have won that one. That song was viral. That song was number one for so long. It broke records, some type of records for it, you know, for whatever it was. He was snubbed of that.
I think he should have got that one.
I agree.
Album
I don't really like his music, but... Yeah, it was definitely a song you knew. Like everybody knew that song.
And the kids loved it. Babies loved it.
Yeah.
You had Album of the Year, Bon Iver. Why is that album named that? But anyway, Lana Del Rey, Norman Effin Rockwell, Billie Eilish. When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? Ariana Grande. God. Thank You Next. Her, I used to know her. Lil Nas X, 7, Lizzo, Cause I Love You, Deluxe, Vampire Weekend.
you know, when it comes to her, they had to go big.
Right. Of course.
First of all, I'm glad that they didn't put up there Cause I Love You, Super Deluxe. Don't y'all know she got dropped new music and called the album Super Deluxe?
Oh god,
I saw that jump on Apple Music. I was like, bro, this is some BS.
Mm-hmm. That's why I don't mess with it.
But. Yeah, Billie Eilish won that one too.
No, I knew that. I heard of that song. That song was really kind of getting. It was out there because that video she made.
Yeah, I haven't listened.
Wait, that's the one where she was like the devil angel or whatever.
I think so.
Oh.
Yeah, I haven't.
Y'all listen to her music?
Thing that she dropped.
No, but she can sing. I've heard a little bit of it.
Yeah, I don't mess with listen to her music.
Yeah, her voice do sound good though.
Yeah, she has a good voice.
It probably do, but when it comes to like all that devil stuff, I'm just like, you know, you stay there and I stay up here.
I'll try to listen to see how she is. I tried Lana Del Rey, but I could not get into it at all. It's too slow for me.
Y'all.
But Song of the Year, you had Always Remember Us This Way. I don't know who these people is. Bad Guy, Billie Eilish, Bring My Flowers Now, Hard Place with her, Lover, Taylor Swift, Lana Del Rey, Norman Effing Rockwell, Lewis something, Someone You Loved, and Truth Hurts with Lizzo, and Billie Eilish won that one too.
Of course you do. Okay. I'm so happy they didn't give Lizzo Truth Hurts.
Yeah.
I'm sick. I am sick of her. I'm really sick. And they like, oh no, she's the truth. She's this. No. Y'all don't understand. Yeah, they got this lady up here, this plus-ass woman up here being all happy and giggly and stuff, and it's making y'all love it. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Why do y'all love a fat, happy lady? For what?
I don't get them.
And I'm not even body shaming. I'm fat myself, so I can call her fat because I'm fat too. So don't even try me. But like, I'm not understanding that. And yes, she can perform, don't get me wrong, but it's like, I just don't like the fact that they're trying to put her into every category. They're putting her into every category. Mm-hmm. How did your album win at a Soul Train Award? And you're winning R&B, you're winning pop, you're winning rap, like how?
Urban, oh, everything, like
everybody's excuses. But you can rap and sing, but no one's stuff has been in categories like that. You
exactly.
get what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. especially for your album to be considered one thing, and then next thing you know, it's like y'all have the same songs
mm-hmm.
being considered certain things as well.
Exactly.
How?
They not paying attention to that because I.
Who's
like,
she signed
I,
to?
I'm gonna keep saying it.
Who
this
you
woman.
Think she
huh?
No, I just want to hear that. Who's she signed to?
I don't know.
Who's she signed to?
I don't know. I don't want to.
That old Stank Atlantic.
There you go.
But niggas, they knew that album, when I'm gonna keep saying it too, when that album first dropped, that thing said pop. It did not say R&B. It didn't say rock. It didn't say hip hop, R&B. It didn't say hip hop and rap. It didn't say none of that. It said freaking pop.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be trying
yeah,
to change
like
that,
I said,
that album.
They trying to fit Lizzo in these little multiple boxes.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people seeing that. A lot of people are seeing that now. Because I saw a tweet earlier saying, how is it that Lizzo is being placed in all of these categories and they're switching her songs and albums
mm-hmm.
to a different genre to
mm-hmm.
make sure that she wins?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I should have saved it when I saw that tweet. But I was just like, bro, you right. We've been
mm-hmm.
saying
exactly
this for the longest.
We see, you know, you're going to see how quick he's going to catch on. People are going to start seeing, like, a lot more people are going to start noticing that, because we all know you can't fit in these categories. How you fitting all these categories at the same time?
You can't fit in these categories. I'm rich, shut up.
I'm just saying, like, you all, we know you ain't all this. Like, I mean, we know you came strong and big, but you're not all this. So my thing is, it's just they're forcing her in every category. They want to have this one supreme diverse artist. Like, you had every label at one point had that one artist that was close, if not like that, was close to that.
Mm-hmm.
So when they saw they used Cardi and they couldn't make her as diverse as they wanted her to be, they
mm-hmm.
jumped onto the next wannabe rapper.
Yep.
And then they used her. And then they say, okay, we're going to fit you here, we're going to fit you there, here, you know, all these different categories, because you know what? They just want that one artist.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, the question is going to be, is if they could have all of this success with Lizzo, what reason would they need Cardi for?
Exactly. And
they
I thought
they still need her. They still need her. They still need that woman for hip-hop, because what's something that ain't gonna make it in hip hop? You see, they just say rap. They don't say hip hop. All her
mm-hmm.
stuff say rap. She's mm-hmm. not gonna be able to make it in hip hop. Their weapon is Cardi for hip hop. And that's dying. Actually dying right now. She ain't having coming out with nothing. I guess she's still on Billboard with that one song that they some magically just appeared on Billboard out of the blue once, you know, Tusa was, you know, doing good. That song came out of the blue.
Yeah, I'm running.
Mm-hmm. They do it every time. So, we had the best new artists: Black Pumas, Billie Eilish, Lil Nas X, Lizzo, Maggie Rogers, Rosalia, Tank and the Bangas, and Yola, and Billie Eilish won.
amazing. She is just great, isn't she?
She got like 10 Grammys last night.
10? Yeah. But there's artists out there that can't even get one and they deserve it. She got 10?
Mm-hmm. Yep. But see, a lot of people actually know of her and see that she kind of like puts in the work, but you know.
I mean, yeah, I'm not going to take away from what she does. She, you know, for her, for the people that like her, she does.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, I don't know. I can't.
And of
like,
course,
it's so, there's certain artists that have that kind of demonic feeling stuff, and you know I can look past it because that's not the only part of them. But that girl is evil.
Oh my god!
Like, everything is evil when it comes to her. She is Satan's seed. I'm telling you right now.
Oh my god! Best pop solo performance. You had Beyonce with Spirit, Billie Eilish with Bad Guy, Ariana Grande with Seven Rings, Truth Hurts with Lizzo, and You Need to Calm Down with Taylor Swift, and Lizzo won for Truth Hurts.
Wow. Isn't that great?
They had the nerve to be over there talking about some...
Oh, wait a minute. So that's that video when they said that was fake, acting like she didn't know she won that award?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she was like, Beyonce, Beyonce, please be Beyonce, or whatever. But she knew.
Right.
Just like Cardi B and Beyonce, Travis Scott got mad.
You knew she looked crazy. You knew she knew she won. She wasn't even really surprised. You, oh my God.
Yeah, it did. That's why I was looking. I was like, you don't look like you surprised. Like, you just look like you putting on.
Yep. Yeah, that's like to pretend. And they have the nerve to go out there and say something about Mac Miller and his family. They wanted her to win. And my thing was like, they probably just wanted her. That's not, why would they even say that? Did y'all get paid to say that? I'm sorry. y'all knew nothing about that woman at all.
You had the best pop duo and group performance. Ariana Grande and Social House Boyfriend, Jonas Brothers Sucker, Old Time Road, Sunflower, and Senorita, and Old Time Road won.
Okay. Yeah.
Which was expected, to be honest.
I actually expected him to win the first one, too. I was surprised he didn't win that.
You have the best pop vocal album. You got The Lion King, The Gift with Beyonce. Billie Eilish album. That's just a long title. Ariana Grande, Thank You Next. Ed Sheeran, Number 6 collaboration project. And Taylor Swift, Lover. And Billie Eilish won that one too.
Okay, at this point, we're just going to say she won all of them.
I think that was her last one. The rest of the people was just basically like movies and rock performances and stuff like that. I don't know any of those. But I thought that they got nominated for clout. Why I didn't see that? Oh, wait. Wait. We have the best R&B performance. You got Daniel Caesar and Brandy, Love Again. Her and Bryson Tiller Could Have Been, Exactly How I Feel, Lizzo and Gucci, Roll Some More.
What?
Please
it
not.
It was on her album. Lucky Day with Roll Some More. Come Home with Anderson .Paak and Andre 3000. BJ the Chicago Kid, Time Today, Steady Love, India Irie, Jerome with Lizzo.
She won that, didn't she?
Yeah.
How?
Oh, God.
You get what I'm saying? Like, how? Who's her?
Oh, wait. The Anderson .Paak one won for the best R&B performance, and then the best traditional R&B performance, that's the one she won for Jerome.
I don't, I mean, has anyone even heard that song?
No, that's
what I'm saying. But to me, I don't think that it should have won over Steady Love or Built for Love. Because to me, India Irie's Steady Love like made more noise than all these other people on this list.
What's her name? Lizzo. Let me see this. Cause this is ridiculous. I'm sorry.
You know, they gotta be afraid of her. Because how does she win this? Like, how? She must be intimidating.
I ain't never heard this. How did she win for this? What is this? This sound like a Beyonce song.
And this is why I don't listen to her. I just want y'all to know that.
Question. Where did she perform this at?
I think the video for it is her singing it live. So that's probably where they got it from.
Well, I don't have no video. This ain't no video. This is just...
But I think that's Steady Love.
But hold up, who's Jerome? Like, who is that? Is you talking Jerome?
You know, just like what you got to call.
That's just a name, like, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, congratulations to you.
Best R&B song you have Could Have Been with her and Bryson Tiller. Look At Me Now, Emily Kane. At first, I thought that was Chris Brown. When I first saw it earlier, I was like, what? You got No Guidance with Chris Brown and Drake. Roll Some More, Lucky Day. Say So with PJ Morton and JoJo. That was a freaking good song, but they won.
Yeah.
Who won?
PJ Morton and JoJo. That was a good song.
Who y'all think should have won second if they didn't win?
Who, PJ Morton and JoJo?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think No Guidance would have won.
I was thinking that too. Like, if it wasn't them, it would have been No Guidance.
Yeah. And then Roll Some More was a good song too. But yeah. They have the Best Urban Contemporary Album, Steve Lacy, Apollo, XXI. X is 10, right? Or 20?
Mm-hmm.
10?
X is 10.
Okay. So 21. Cause I Love You, Deluxe, Lizzo, Georgia Ann, Mojo, Overload, Saturn, NAO, I'm gonna just say her name like that. And Jesse Reyes, Being Human in Public. Lizzo won that for Best Urban Contemporary Album.
Okay, you know what?
Best R&B Album, BJ the Chicago Kid, 1123, Lucky Day Painted, LMA, PJ Morton Paul, and Ventura Anderson .Paak, and he won that.
Oh, is this something Lizzo didn't win? Wow.
Yeah, she wasn't even in that. She better not have been in that category.
She's in everything else. I mean, she happened to fit in every other one. So why can't she fit in this one, too?
Because that album was straight pop. Them niggas know. Best Rap Performance, Middle Child, Suge, Down Bad, Rax in the Middle, and Clout. And Nipsey won that one. With Roddy Ricch and Hit Boy.
Let me hear that one.
Best Rap Song Performance, DJ Khaled featuring Nipsey and John Legend Higher. That one won. But in the running, it was The London with Young Thug, J. Cole. Ballin' with Mustard and Roddy Ricch, Panini with Lil Nas X, and Drip Too Hard.
Drip Too Hard.
Yeah, with Lil Baby and Gunna.
Oh, that's the name of it? Oh, who won that?
Nipsey and DJ Khaled for Hire.
What?
Mm-hmm.
How?
You already know how.
I'm just saying, though. I'm sorry. But when that song didn't do much. So for a song that didn't do much, which really wasn't on Billboard like that, how was it?
It went up after he died. Because a lot of songs, what was that other song that he was in?
Oh, this is rigged.
that song where he be like, last time that I checked, that one. That one went up too. Best rap song, Bad Idea with Chance the Rapper. Gold Roses, Drake and Ross, A Lot, 21 Savage and Cole. And that, I know one, that won. One I was like, hey, my nigga his, finally got his
Grammy. That man won his first Grammy, but you did all these albums with no features, and your first Grammy was with a feature.
But at the same time, he got these it. Niggas know they snubbed him all these years. But see, the Grammys had to make up for how they did 21 with Ice. That all that was. Even though that's a good song. Best rap album, Revenge of the Dreamers with Dreamville, Championship, Meek Mill, 21 Savage, I Am, I Was, Igor, Tyler the Creator, and The Lost Boy.
I know Tyler won that one.
And then the rest is country music. I don't really know these people, but congratulations to them. And that's pretty much all of the Billboard nominees and winners and so forth.
Well.
So that's for anybody who didn't watch the Grammys and was just like us. Y'all heard it first. Well, y'all heard it here first. I would not be surprised if Lizzo album was in these other categories, like freaking reggae album and bluegrass album.
She better not. You know, leave reggae alone. Don't climb into that box. Leave that box alone.
They were right. Throw her right in there and swear up and down. Her album should have been there.
Yeah, it shouldn't.
These people just—they
make me sick. Especially her. I mean, it's not even her fault, but indirectly, she makes me sick too.
Yeah, cause she won't make nothing new. Like, let's see what else you can give us. We tired of hearing truth hurts.
So at this point, until you explain
that,
they're
gonna sit her down. They're gonna sit her down for a minute and try to bring Cardi back.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But ain't Cardi got that song dropping like soon? The one that she teased for like 7 seconds?
Supposedly, but we don't know when that's dropping. It probably drop when Nicki drop.
Probably. This is probably gonna happen.
You know, I'm curious at that point, if she does, what is she gonna make any noise at all? If it does happen.
Probably not.
I want to know.
The last couple of songs she did, they ain't really made noise.
Press was supposed to be a, you know, unofficial, unconfirmed diss.
And it was unconfirmed trash.
It was confirmed trash. We confirmed that. But I'm just saying that it was supposed to be a diss. Like, you would think because it's a diss against Nicki, it would have made a lot more noise than it did. It just didn't.
Well, so I'm saying that her chest. That why.
She could, yeah, but chest. Then backing it up, she was trying. No, no, yeah, that did make some noise. It shouldn't have, but it did.
Wait, what?
People backing only really the hook.
That's true.
Backing it up was trash too.
I don't know what the hell she was talking about. Cinnamon and chicken. I didn't want to hear it.
Talking about cinnamon, girl. This ain't English.
That's what they were talking about her about that. They like what?
What was that last one she did with Post Malone? That song ain't even did all of that, but at least she delivered on that song kind of better than she do on any other song.
That's what I was saying the same thing. Remember when I told you?
Did y'all hear with that song that 9,000 of their streams was taken from that song on Spotify?
No.
What?
Did y'all see
I didn't
that?
See that.
No, that was a minute.
But why?
It was a little minute ago. I don't know why. I think it was fake stream.
Oh, so you want me? Yeah, they could be cracking down on fake stream now. That's probably what they're doing.
Which song?
That same.
The one you just said.
The writing's on the wall.
So they were saying that French Montana was faking streams. They said that he, like, people was leaning on here saying that, like, out the blue, how this French Montana song is being played. So they were faking streams, and they said about 9,000 of the streams got taken away.
Well, he just sat there and
there ain't nobody talking about that.
He just sat inside his closet and played that song 9,000 times.
Ain't nobody talking about that, though. I wonder why.
Well, because nobody really cares about French Montana is probably why.
But they sure flamed him about that, though.
They did, yeah. But
he tried to leak power. Crazy. Need power alone.
But
this is, it's like we said before, the music industry is just, it's getting fake. You know,
this already
hasn't been fake before. It's really fake now, you know, and we were actually seeing it before our eyes. And some people still don't want to believe it. You know what I'm saying? Like, this stuff has been happening, but now that, you know, we have social media, it's coming to the forefront. I don't think people weren't cheating like they're cheating now. They weren't doing that.
Because everything is so easy, and they got easy access now, so.
Yep, and that's the crazy part. So it's kind of like, I'm not going to say streaming messed up anything, but streaming, you know, sort of did, for the simple fact that people can cheat. You know what I'm saying? They can cheat the way that they've been cheating. They can buy streams. They can do this and do that. And, you know, it's to the point where you got new people coming in and breaking people records that have been in the game for years. You know what I'm saying? It took time for them to even get that record. That's the only thing I don't like about it is that. Because if I sat here and I've written this out, I wrote this, I've done this, you know what I'm saying? I blood, sweat, and tears, did this, did that. It took me so much to do this. And for somebody to just be able to just come right in with no work or effort at all and to just be able to just hit that or surpass that, that's right. Messed up. We get times changes, but man, not like that.
It's crazy out here in these streets. But to all the new and up and coming artists and the ones that's already in their prime or, you know, got a little buzz, they just need to go ahead and step their game up, because after a while, a lot of people gonna get tired of the same repetitive flows, the same trap beats, the same sound, sounding like the next person. And eventually, rap itself is just gonna fall off, and like we said earlier, the whole pop genre is just gonna take over, and that's just gonna be the new wave. So if everybody wanna be hip-hop, they wanna do rap and all this other stuff, they need to be confident in what they do and just step their game up. That's just the bottom line.
I'm Roman.
You got
what
it.
What about Jerome?
Let's bring Roman back. No, you don't need to bring no Roman back. She better come up with her hood name and go ahead and murder them the hood way. Like, I really want her to do that. Even if she ain't got to come up with a name, be yourself and just do what you do. Like, I'm sick. I am sick. I am ready.
You know what? Hold up. She got competition now.
Who?
She got competition with Jerome, whoever he is. She got competition with him.
You know what?
Ain't nobody gonna be able to take that much. Like, she just needs to, like, get back in her bag. And I believe she is. Being around, you know, her husband and his hood ways, she getting back to her roots. And she's definitely gonna come out trailblazing and going in on people.
Yeah.
They're going to feel like she always starting stuff. No, if she's not starting nothing, she's responding. Y'all get mad that she responds. Respond. That's the problem that people have. Somebody can talk stuff about her today, and she won't say nothing until she's ready to say something, and they got a problem with that. And that's what people do not like. Why she just not? She can say so whenever she want to say something. Y'all get mad when you have someone that's actually doing what hip-hop is about. She's saying she's putting everything on wax. Everything is on wax. So while she's saying everything on wax, the records are selling. So for her being upset and putting it in these records, she getting paid to be mad. Like, she's getting paid for this. She's getting paid to tell you off.
Exactly.
And I really want her to say something again. I really want her to go in on me. Next damn, she don't want it with me. But what me gonna say? Y'all really be, I don't understand why people like really think that that man is like.
Just because he battle like, rap back in the day don't mean that he gonna end her. Like, I'm pretty sure she got enough on him that she can say some slick stuff and this man gonna be hurt. And they all gonna be looking dumb in the face.
That's why he probably wanted to apologize, because she know for a fact, he know for a fact that when the time comes, she can end him if she wanted to. There's some stuff she can say. There's some stuff that she can definitely say. And my thing is, like, I don't understand why people aren't able to put two and two together. You know what I'm saying? Especially when they come to her fans be like, oh, you know, he's abusive. He put his hands on her. Nah, he ain't never did that. This man has sat there and admitted that he was on perks when he came at Drake. He said that she was not the reason. He was just on drugs. So you don't think that with this man being on drugs and he was sitting next to this woman that he might have hit her? But he was on drugs and got in the booth and started talking about Drake. And it was on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not a possibility, though. Like, I don't get people. I don't understand. Meek ain't trying to go back to jail. That's why he didn't want to fight. Meek has never fought anybody.
No, Meek just ain't want to get beat up.
He just can't fight.
He hasn't fought.
Because think about it. He's taught all that mess. Then he see this guy. He wanted to go and apologize. The first thing that came to his mind is to run to and apologize.
Exactly.
He's afraid that he don't want to get beat up. That's why he was hoping to diffuse the tension between him and Nikki's husband was to apologize. It just didn't work.
My thing is, like, now you just made it worse for you even approaching them, because now it's going to be Philly against New York, and you know they got niggas in New York. This man is still in the whole game.
Right.
So it's like, what in the world?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just ready. I'm ready for that. Coming along. Then I read a tweet or something saying that Nikki only married him to scare industry niggas. And even if she did, that's the point. That's the motherfucking point. These industry niggas was fucking with her. And now that she got somebody who, you know, by her side, who ain't for nothing, who for all the shit, that's exactly what she needed. If she can't trust none of you industry niggas, it's all about money. Versus somebody who actually loves her and cares about her and willing to beat these niggas' ass, I'm for it too.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I need. Please come. Did you hear how he's talking to me? Did you see that? He tried to approach me. Beat his ass. I don't have to tell you to do that.
Yep, they ain't did nothing but defend each other, and that's what they supposed to do. So these niggas just need to wake up and get out this social media life, quit letting it fry their brains, and snap back to reality. This is what happened. So they just need to get a grip on life. And that's just plain and simple.
I don't leave that lady alone. Let her live her life. That's all she's been trying to do.
Exactly.
Live her life. They've been messing with her. Like, stop.
So do y'all have any closing remarks y'all want to give? Because y'all hit Anchor skipping again. Doing that bull crap.
I was just about to say that. Other than I'm disappointed at the Grammys again, because I've been disappointed every single time. I mean, what else can I say? Y'all just one big, huge celebration of disappointment.
And I have to agree on that. So, without further ado, we want to thank y'all
guys
for listening
so much.
And before we get off here, we're going to drop that at name one more time. So y'all go ahead and follow the podcast page at Agenda Vocal. Follow me on Twitter at Ask Me Sucker. What's y'all at name?
Baby Ego.
And follow me, Rich Say So, on Twitter.
And y'all have a good night.